why I came back top down.
You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mommy you know I always wanted to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mommy you know I. So you gon' need to do more than just.
And y'all, we back for episode 2. And today, oh, where's my co-host? Okay. So today, we're going to talk about the Remy Ma and the Nicki Minaj beef. Like, for real, I think, like, it was petty. Like, Nicki Minaj needs to sit down because Remy Ma been here and she's still here and still going to be here when Nicki Minaj falls off the face of the earth. And I think the only reason why Nicki Minaj is so up there anyway is because Remy Ma was up in jail for 8 years, so of course she couldn't do music. So Nicki Minaj needs to pipe down and humble herself and thank Remy Ma for giving her the chance to even rap.
No, I think.
What you think?
I think it's okay, I think Remy is not fucking with Nicki Minaj. Like, first of all, for them to even compare the two is like, yeah, they can't even do that because they rap totally different. And, like, Nicki Minaj is an entertainer. If you ask me, I can't even name, like, three songs off the top of my head by Remy. So, like, she's just basically trying to get her name back out there off Nicki. And I don't even feel like Nicki got a response to her diss. Like, yeah, Remy Ma, she slayed the diss track. But, like, okay, now what? Like, you got your name off a diss track, basically. Not saying that, you know what I'm saying, she won't already out. But she didn't really have no clout. She getting clout because she got locked up. So, she's trying to keep herself relevant.
Not necessarily. I think she's been relevant, but she's just trying to get back out there because she's been out for 8 years.
Yeah, so why she got to come back dissing something at it to get her neck, like, you know what I'm saying, to be relevant?
Nicki Minaj dissed her first in 3 songs, actually. And Remy Ma, she let it go the first few times. And then she, you know, picked up on it and was like, okay, I'm not going to let her keep coming for me.
Yeah, I guess so. I still don't think Remy's fucking with it. I mean, like, lyrical, Nicki not fucking with Remy. But, like, all together and, like, the whole music industry and entertainment thing, she not fucking with Nicki. Like, Nicki bread speaks volumes. Like,
well, it ain't always about money. You know that,
it's
right?
Not about money. But I go to Nicki Minaj concert before I go to Remy's. Like,
oh, no.
People, it's still no. Cool. I ain't even trying to put Remy down, but she got bars. But like, I'm playing Nicki song before I go to a Remy song. Can you name 3 Remy songs? Can you name one?
I can name the one she was in Terror Squad, because that's the last one she made.
See,
she was in Lean Back.
Yeah,
I mean, she didn't really make that many songs. Yeah, she. And Cassidy, but she really didn't make that many songs. Ugh, she was with Terror Squad. She wasn't really an independent artist until she came out.
Yeah, she just stopped. I mean, she got bars. She got, you know what I'm saying, she's talented. Go put your talent and your efforts into something else. No, she made a 7-minute song. This is Nicki for what?
But did you not see Nikki's comeback of how she said, have a baby, have one? I think she went a little too far.
Yeah. Talk about the baby. That is going too far. But, I mean, 7 minutes of just slaying her, she had to pick the best thing. Like, and that was the best thing in her mind.
Well, I guess that would pay her bills.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
But I ain't even see what Nikki had said. I had seen a post that said she wasn't going to respond, and that was something was whack. But I ain't even read it because all that stuff is just for the birds.
I don't know. I'd be at home all the time, working from home, but I feel like a little drama here and there, you know, a little entertainment. For real.
It's not funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she did slay her on the track, though. I give her that.
Yes, she did. Made me go to Google and try to figure some things out. But Nikki, she got all of that. Oh,
I ain't even have
to
look at
Google that.
Facebook tell it all. I'm talking about like everybody was sharing stuff. All I had to do was read it. I was like,
really?
Share.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to Google Nikki and I said, oh God, did she do Trey Songz?
Oh yeah, I meant to look up. Why do I want to keep saying Rihanna? Like, I don't know. But I don't forget what I was trying to say. Oh yeah, Trey Songz. Yes, I had seen a post on him and I didn't read it. What happened?
But what you think about him having his own love show? Like that is hilarious to me. Like they just putting anything on TV now.
Yeah, anything on TV. I have no idea because I don't watch TV. So I don't even know what the show about.
You didn't see it on Facebook? Mm-hmm. He's trying to find love. Like, you know,
really?
Like Flavor of Love and I Love New York and Real Chance of Love, you know, like that.
I think it's stupid. Yeah, it is
exactly.
Stupid. Like,
he making Virginia look so desperate. He need to sit it down.
He cut it out.
Sit it on down.
Look at the love, though.
Right.
Really? A show.
I don't know. Anything for money.
Yeah, I read the same thing on TV. I'm talking about, like, it don't even have to have a reason to why it's on TV. It's going to be on TV.
Okay, so we need to find something to talk about. So I was thinking, like, who was it? All right, so, like, we can do, like, you know, like, who you think the best of, you know, such and such of the subject, you know?
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
Richmond. So, who you think is, like, the hottest DJ in Richmond? At your perspective.
I don't even go to clubs and stuff no more, so I don't even know who's hot with the DJ stuff, but I know Frank. Yeah, that's my dog, and he do that DJ shit.
Who is Frank, ma'am? For the people that don't know
who
he is.
Frank? I don't even know his Facebook name.
What's his
I'm going to have to post it. You said what's his what? DJ Frank.
DJ. That is not
DJ Frank. That's not his name, but that's what I call him. And that is his name, DJ Frank, not Nitty. I'm not talking about
Yes,
Nitty.
It is. Oh,
I'm not. Look at you. I'm not talking about Nitty. Look, you got me confused. Like I'm saying something wrong. No, I'm talking about my nigga Frank. But yeah, he do that.
Barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce.
Chick-fil-A
sauce. So.
Yeah. Oh, I'm at work. You bugger. Anyway, I forgot what I was talking about.
Who is the best DJ in Richmond? Or who do you think is the best DJ in Richmond?
I think, let me see. It's between DJ Cass and, I forgot his name. Oh my God. I forgot his name. But yes, it's between him and another person. You know how you and just get a DJ name.
They get a DJ name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really even be clever.
Well, I got a top three. So.
A topic to read?
Yeah, top three. Top three DJs in Richmond.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the third one? Because you just said between this one and that one.
I could say DJ Moody. I could say that.
Oh, see, I ain't never been nowhere
really
with
too many. Oh, yeah. I have. But it's not me.
Yeah,
I've too many of them. All right, so what about rappers?
My top three? My top three?
Yeah.
Who is my top three rappers? Honestly, Jones just started putting out, you know what I'm saying, music and stuff, but I say he's one. Camp Shit, they like a group. Yeah. They music, all right. And who's my third one? I say Youngsta, because that's my dog. So, those are my top three. These might not be, like, all over Richmond, but these are the three that I know, that I listen to. So.
Okay. Top three, not in order. Let's see. I would say Youngsta. I would say that's it. I don't really have no rappers.
Okay. What about the three top models?
Well, as far as 2017, what I saw, it's not for me. I would say Alicia. What's her name? I can't think of her name. Her name, I can't pronounce it. Was it Chier or something like that?
Oh, it's, I don't know.
The one that I showed you.
Oh, okay. Her, yeah. I don't know her name, though.
Yeah, her. Yeah. I mean, it's like Pretty C on Instagram or something like that. Pretty _C. Something like that. And me.
I was gonna do the same thing. You said Alicia. I agree. Alicia, like, she do her thing. She's been doing her thing for years. So she's my number one. The girl, Danielle, or whatever. Might not be her name. But yeah, I like her shoes. She do like a lot of shoes. I think that's somebody that you don't get along with, but I think that she did.
I don't know nothing about no person to speak of. I never heard about any Danielle. So
anyway, the girl, you were so petty. But anyway, so yeah, her, because she did a whole lot of shoots. Like, she came a long way, because when I first started seeing her do shoots and stuff, you know, she could get better. Don't do that. Do not do that. But anyway, and then the third, me, because I can get better too. But no, I'm gonna need him not to do that no more. Don't be doing that while I'm talking. No, I ain't laughing.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, what about male models?
Male model? I don't even know any male models.
I know one. That's on the Street Empire.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Darren or something like that. There ain't really too many out here. Okay, so what about, do we have any female DJs in Richmond? Okay. I guess she dropped off the line. What are you doing?
I couldn't imagine.
Get it together, honey.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
I just hit the wrong button. We back.
Okay. So what about DJ females? I don't know.
DJ? Did you say DJ females?
No, any female. You know what I'm trying to say. Like any female DJs or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's what
Do
I was
have
I don't know any female DJs, though.
I don't think we have any. See, we need to get some.
I'm ready to be the next female DJ.
Okay.
Go ahead and put that on my resume.
Okay. Put that under your belt.
Check. Yeah, go ahead and put that under that belt.
Okay. Whatever to help you get there to where you'll go. Oh, so I know, like, I think, like, last show, somebody asked me what did I wanted. I mean, why I became a model. So we're going to take this, switch it, and put it on you. So why did you become a model?
Why did I become a model? Honestly, because I was always told, like, I was skinny, and I had a model body and a model face and all this other type stuff. So when you actually brought it up to me, like, you want to do a shoot, I'm like, okay, and I hopped into here first. Like, it wasn't really, like, something that I wanted to do. Like, when I was little, you know how when you're little, you're like, oh, I want to grow up and be this and be that. I actually wanted to be a doctor and stuff like that. But, yeah, so once I got older,
I mean,
and I
still
started
can.
Saying, huh?
I think you still can.
I can hear you.
I said you still can.
Oh, you said I still can, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that. It was just, once you introduced me to the little photographer thing, I'm just like, oh, yeah, and I just popped in here first. And that's just what I want to do. Like, that's what I like to do.
Okay, so we're coming into an interview. Just, you know. But, okay, so that brings me back to the question, what are your most favorite top three photographers?
My favorite top three who?
Photographers.
My number one photographer is Mike Thomas. Number two, I don't have three, but the second one I would say is, I don't know how to say his name, but our photographer, your photographer.
I don't have a photographer. But
girl,
I don't. I'm actually looking for a photographer.
You or a
personal one? I'm so serious. I'm not.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I know she's talking about my old personal photographer, but I don't know.
Exactly. So you could have just let that one slide.
Sure. I got my own side effects.
You silly.
But.
I wonder if you could tell how many people are listening. I would say watching, like they can see it.
Oh, they listen. They buzz. Because I come through everybody's phone. Okay, y'all. So
that
brings us
top?
To.
So what? I was ready to keep talking. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I can answer your question before we go. I would say, you know, let's see. I only work with, like, I work with a lot. So I would say Mike. He was good. I would say, MLB photography.
Yeah.
And I would say, who else I worked with? I worked with a photographer.
Lucas.
I can't figure his name. I'm not sure who that is, but I work with one. I can't really think of his name right now, but I'll let y'all know when I find out. So that's going to bring us to our music break, and when we come back, we're going to be interviewing Alicia and how she got started.
Alicia.
Oh.
Check this out. We're about to do this getting ready. Check this out. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Getting ready, getting ready.
ready, getting ready, ready. We getting ready, getting ready, getting ready, ready. I say, girl, don't you do that. I say, girl, don't you do that. I say, boy, don't you do that. I say, boy, don't you do that. I say, y'all, don't y'all do that. I say, war, don't y'all do that. I'm getting ready, getting ready, getting ready, ready. We getting ready, getting ready. Check this out. Talk that stuff now, roll with it. Talk that stuff now, roll with it. Talk that stuff now, roll.
Walking like a dog, walking like a dog, what the, walking like a dog. Alicia. You ain't tell me I've been saying her name wrong. I've been calling her Alicia for the longest.
Yeah, that's why I had collected you before you hit on getting off the phone.
Okay, so
before you move,
No. But before we got out, so what was like? What was the question you was asking me?
What was I talking about? I think the photographers, three top photographers.
Oh yeah.
Or models? Was it models? I think that was the question before the models.
It was a photographer. But yeah, I can't remember his name. So and my cousin did photography. Was it real? Yeah. He did a couple pictures too.
Oh, okay.
So y'all can hit him up. And who?
You talking about the real that I met?
Huh?
You talking about the real that I met?
The real that I met?
He do music? Real?
Real. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Gotta dabble in everything. You know how we do. Okay. Yeah. So, what else I was saying? I lost my train of thought.
We need to stand.
Oh, yeah. So, if y'all need some help or whatever, y'all know who to send me. Selling bundles.
Yeah, I need some bundles.
14 to 22. What? Mm-hmm. You better get you some. These three bundles, 25% off.
Oh, yeah, I'm on it. Y'all better go get y'all bundles.
Exactly. Grade A1.
I'm going to let you go, Dad. Let me get off this.
All right. y'all can just go to my website, which is called T's Hair. And y'all just go in there, pick your bundles, pick what kind you want, the lens, and it'll give you the discount once you, you know, check out. And then that's it.
Man, there you go.
Okay, so we're going to, what's her name again before I mess it up? I don't want to mess her name up.
Alicia.
Oh, okay, okay. So, that was so bad. It's my guess. I don't even know how to pronounce her name. That is so bad. So bad. Need to get it together.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
You know what? Hit that button one more time. Hit that button one more time. I'm going to slap you. Anyways, if I was really interrupted. Okay, yeah. So now we're going to, So now we're going to.
Let me help. All right, so let me help you out.
Go ahead, go ahead. Do your, you ahead. Go ahead.
Y'all, we're about to get into this interview with Alicia, you know, the model. Let's see what's up with her. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Alicia.
Hey, y'all. I didn't know I was on here. How y'all doing?
I'm good. How you doing, girl?
Get out. Chill out. Okay, so the first question is, like, how did you get into modeling? Like, how did you know that you wanted to be a model?
At first, when I was younger, my mom used to throw me and stuff, and I didn't really like it. I definitely had to say, I don't know, high school, I just felt like it was for me. I mean, I was always taking pictures, so I just got serious about it.
Oh, okay. So, who was your first photographer you worked with?
His name was Tommy. I can't even remember the name of his actual business, but I know his name was Tommy. And we shot at Three Lakes Park. And that was my first photo shoot. And I think it was a swimsuit, for a swimsuit photo shoot, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how long have you been modeling?
Since 14 and more. And then really high school I started. And I was in.
Okay, okay.
It's modeling.
Okay, so as far as modeling, like, where do you see yourself going from here?
Definitely continue to help people, like, and to go with me. I mean, it's not even really about the money or anything like that. It's about perfecting my craft for me. Like, modeling helped me with my confidence and helped me come out my shell. So it's more than just a picture to me.
Yeah. Nene, anytime you want to chime in, you think you can, you want to do that?
I already told you I was going to fit in, you know what I'm saying, get in where I fit in. So you keep on coming, and when you get stuck, I got you.
You don't have no question you want to ask her?
Because I already, you know, I already, at least I've known you for years, so it's like, okay.
Okay, but
let me think.
The interview is not for you, it's for the people that's listening.
Okay, and, and, all right, let's see. I don't know, because I've already asked her everything. It's like, I look up to Alicia, like, she's some big motivation, so it's like,
okay, so, you know, ask her questions to, like...
Okay, Alicia, what motivates you? Like, what you wake up and what makes you, you know, do what you got to do or get up and just go?
For real, first of all, just to keep going, because regardless of what you go through, you got to keep going. And to be a better woman than the day I was.
Just give her a bottle.
The day I was before.
Mm-hmm.
understand that. So I know you got fashion shows coming up. When is your next fashion show? And how can people get, you know, how can people get in contact with you to get involved with that?
Oh, well, the show I'm planning is going to be Sunday, April 23rd.
She did drink.
And you can contact my Facebook or my email at itsalysiaanderson@gmail.com. And my Facebook is Alicia Savani.
Okay, y'all, so she got fashion shows coming up. You know, y'all better hop on it. She told y'all where you can find her and all the information.
Hello.
Oh,
your mama here.
Let's keep these questions coming. Is there any models you would want to work with in Richmond?
Hello. How are you? I definitely had to say Danielle Chantel. I want to work with her. I haven't had the chance to work with her. I would definitely like to.
Well, what's her name again? I didn't catch it.
Danielle Chantel or Chantel.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm saying that right.
Danielle, that's what I was talking about. I like her pictures too.
Yeah, she's
dope. Yeah, she is. I like those. I like her.
I really want to start branching out more than just Richmond.
Yeah, start traveling. So, do you have any any shows or like shoots out of town? Like any out of town plans?
Well, the next show, the other show that's not the one that I'm planning. It's still here in Richmond. But I'm planning to do a show maybe in Florida in November. I'm just waiting to hear back as far as that. And honestly, my goal is to start traveling with my shows as well. So I'm honestly planning that for December. So when things go well, I'll announce it.
Okay. So where did you grow up? Like, where in Richmond did you grow up?
Well, Henrico. I went to Trevette, Brooklyn, and Hermitage. I've been here all my life. That's why it's time to relocate. I'm tired of this scenery. I just feel like it's so much negative energy.
Trying to get out of Richmond, right?
Definitely.
So do you have any advice to other young females that are trying to be a model or just going in your direction?
Yeah, I would definitely have to say you have to know your worth. You have to know that you're beautiful regardless if you're bullied or whatever that's going on. People go through so much even in their house, at school, in public, everywhere they go. You just have to keep going and learn yourself. You have to know yourself from the get-go. If you're going through your life, loss is just not going to work.
Right. Did Tisha disappear?
I'm sitting, I'm the man behind the boards. I'm sitting there for a little bit while she handles some quick business. So, how you doing, man? Steady J?
I'm good. How you doing?
Or should I say, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Oh, man. Well, it's a pleasure to have you because I have been watching your work. I did find out about you in one of the Facebook groups. You know, I'm not in Richmond. I'm all the way in Texas. It's always great to watch people from other areas, like you said, branching out. So, that being said, where are some of the places you want to try to branch out as far as, well, I just say as simply as the U.S., where are some of the places you want to branch out to?
Definitely Atlanta, Cali, and I mean, even I hear it's a lot going on in Texas, North Carolina, Florida. Those are my main go-to goals.
Okay.
I see you said Texas. I think you were just pandering to me by throwing out Texas.
No, I've been hearing a lot about Texas recently, but I've never thought about it at first, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a big state. Like you have to travel hours just to get to the next, well, to get to another big city. I mean, plenty of big cities, Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, San Antonio, Austin, to even go West Texas, El Paso. You go, it's a long list. So you can stay within the state of Texas and make some moves after, because it's like in the middle of the South, so everything has to come through here.
Right. What part are you in?
I'm in Fort Worth, which is like 30, 40 minutes from Dallas.
Okay. That's
like 15 minutes from where the Cowboys play, to be more, to put more of a picture onto it.
That's definitely what's up.
Okay. So I got another question for you. As far as with modeling, like, what's one of the instances where someone brought you out of your comfort zone in a good way? Like, what's one of the examples that you've had where someone brought you out of your comfort zone in a good way so far with modeling?
You mean as far as with anything, or like at the photo shoots?
Yeah, like any photo shoots, fashion shows, whatever.
I would have to say an example. I was at a photo shoot and I wasn't exactly comfortable with my body, so I wasn't comfortable with wearing a bathing suit or lingerie or anything. And the photographer was actually bigger, so he stated the comment, "Look at me, and I'm out here on the ground taking pictures of you." So ever since that day, it just made me look at everything differently, because it was no reason that I should have been ashamed of my body. It's no reason for nobody to be ashamed, but I don't know. He just made it into a joke, and it made me, I don't know, made me start bursting out my shell and made me, I guess, find more confidence and embracing myself.
Good. I'm glad, because, yeah, models, like, I actually did it to a model one time. She was, I really pushed her to the limit, because you're like, yeah. Because I know some people, like, I hate this. Like, so you get a model, they'll do swimsuits on selfies, but they won't do it when you come to a photo shoot. I'm like, what happened? I want that person that was in the selfie shooting the selfies, bring that attitude to the photo shoot. So, yeah.
Right. And I have that, now that I'm working with different models, I have that problem too, because I'm like, when you're taking that selfie, when you're going out, it's a different person than when you're getting in front of the camera.
It definitely is. It's because all of a sudden they know they got to be, like, they got to be on top of their game. And they got, what they got to do, they got to think like you're taking a selfie, like, pretend it's just you and the camera. Yeah, other people are going to see these pictures, but pretend it's just you and the camera, and then you won't be as nervous, because then you just focus on that.
Or you can take a shot, a two, a three. No, it's fine.
Hey, whatever works, for real. Are you playing? Whatever works.
Yeah. You just have to block everything out around you.
Yeah. So, say, like you're having a bad day and you had a photo shoot that day, like, how do you take that bad day and turn around and be focused on your photo shoot?
I think the photo shoot is, like, it's a way to escape from life. Well, I feel like when I'm in front of the camera, I don't think about anything that I have going on. So, I guess I just block everything. I just block everything out, or even if I'm mad or upset, I put that energy into my pictures.
Mm-hmm. So, are there any photographers you haven't worked with that you want to work with?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a lot that I've seen. I don't even know the name of all of them, but it's definitely this one I could think of. His name is Michael. He's in Richmond. I definitely would like to work with him. His quality is amazing. Quality
is everything. Yeah. So, how do you come up with the themes for your photo shoot? Like, do you look them up, or they just come to you?
Honestly, both. And even if I look something up, I use it as an idea and make it my own. I'm trying to add different things to my portfolio, so I'm trying to think of things that are more out of the box. Because I swear photographers, they don't really think of the things anymore. They want you to come with the things, outfit, and everything.
Yeah, and they just want to take the pictures.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So, have you ever had a photographer, like, let's see, come at you the wrong way?
Yeah, the first example I could think of is, well, we were shooting at night, and he didn't come with any lights. And I just was so confused of, I was going to shoot at night with no lights. And as a photographer, I feel like you should know that. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, what do they do that at? Shit.
Right? It's dark outside. How are we going to see?
Exactly.
God said, let there be light, but at night you got to bring your own light. Okay?
Well, let me guess. He said he was trying to set the ambiance.
He even pulled up an example of the picture that he was trying to go for, and I'm just like, you can't even see it, so you didn't answer.
You want to ask questions too? Huh? Okay.
So, Alicia, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years, like with the modeling and anything else that you got going on?
I would definitely say I want to be at a point where I'm able to even sponsor other businesses that's coming up. I want to be at a point where I can help models as far as even having go-to photographers to set up photo shoots and workshops to help them perfect their craft. And, of course, still in the game myself, but traveling all over the world. That's definitely where I see myself.
So. Okay. I definitely got faith in you because you're you bought your business, so just keep working. Okay, so from your opinion, who do you think like the top three models in Richmond?
Honestly, it's hard to say because I haven't personally ran across all the models in Richmond, and there's a lot of models that's on their game is.
Mm-hmm.
Offer other services, whether it's a stylist, a makeup artist, or, you know, choreographer. So, the first I would have to say, I can't even think of her name. Shantae, I believe.
Okay.
She's definitely busy. She's into everything. Danielle, she's been on her grind, I would have to say. And I honestly hear a lot about I believe her name is De'Ara.
Think I heard it from them. But it is a lot of models in Richmond, though. A whole lot of models.
Right.
That's actually trying to do something, I should say. I ain't even talking about, you know.
The ones that's not doing nothing.
Yeah, they just want to, just in it for the pictures.
Exactly.
Instagram models. There you go.
Yeah.
That's the perfect description.
Mm-hmm.
Get it right on the head.
Okay. So, from all of the models you work with, have you ever had one that had like a bad attitude or always canceled or something like that?
I haven't had one that always canceled, but yes, as far as the attitude, and she's like one of those people that have like, I don't know, just a negative vibe. Like,
mm-hmm.
I wish I could be there, but I can't. I want to do that, but I can't. And it's just like, because you're not trying, that's why.
Oh, my God. I got to write that too. Oh my God. It's like I tell her, so she be like, okay, I want to come. And then the day comes, she's like, oh, I had to do this, I had to do that. Or you want to bring, and she be trying to bring her friend. Nah, I don't have time for all of that.
But it's like you make time for everything else you want to do.
Right.
I just don't understand. It blows me. But to each his own.
Yeah. If you want to model on your own time, not mine. Okay.
Right.
let's see. Have you ever had any like bad experience for talking with, like, say, like wanting, like coming on to you or something like that?
Yeah, definitely. And it was to the point that he tried when I had my boyfriend in the other room. So it was to the point that he just made me feel so uncomfortable. I just cut the shoot off, and I never shot with him again.
Mm-hmm.
That was just on another level of disrespect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially your boyfriend out the wrong night.
You don't have to name names, but no, it's fine. You don't have to name names.
But it honestly, it doesn't happen often. I hear people say that it happens to them, but I can't relate. I can honestly say it's only happened about one or two times.
Yeah, it happened to me once, but after that, I was like, brought somebody with me, so it didn't happen after that. So
that's the best advice I can give: is never go anywhere by yourself.
By yourself,
people
gonna try you because you by yourself.
Exactly.
Mhm. Well, sometimes you got some wannabe photographers too. No, you gotta.
They just want to see which
naked.
One.
Yeah.
You gotta watch out for them. Cause I remember I filled out an application and everything. It was supposed to be for like this little commercial and a photo shoot in Norfolk. And I ended up going, and the person that I bought, it was a friend, and he asked her, could she go outside, and her crazy self did it. And it ended up being porn. He's like, are you ready? And I'm like, ready for what? And he pulls out a candle. And I just got up and ran the hell out.
Right. He should have made that clear before you even went all the way up there.
And that's my thing, like, he had a whole application saying something else. So now I check everything with the BBB before I even go, because I don't have time for
that. I think me and Nene had one photographer that wanted her to leave the room. And Nene said, I'm not going nowhere without my
friend. I'm like, why are you not going anywhere? If I come with you, I'm leaving with you.
That's my friend. My friend left me.
And then it's like, terrible. If that's your friend, you can always tell when your friend is feeling uncomfortable. So, you know, I'm feeling a vibe. I'm not where I'm going.
Exactly.
What's going on with you tonight, huh? You want to ask questions too? okay.
So, Alicia, do you plan on having any kids in your future?
Yeah, definitely. These little babies, they haven't even had baby fever, but not yet. But so
that's what I be trying to tell people. Like, I mean, yeah, it's having a baby is good, but you know, if somebody that has a baby can still, you know, make time for modeling, there is no excuse to what you can't do.
And it's not. It was times when I brought my baby to shoot to Alicia.
Sure. I know.
I was there. But it's also times where I can't make it. So
yeah.
But you still showed your dedication just by coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of y'all. Recommend y'all.
Yeah, girl.
A baby don't stop anything. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, that's who I'm doing it for, her.
Right.
You know.
And baby, I'm going
to
stop you if you let me.
I'm so glad to hear that from somebody our age, because so many people that is our age with kids act like their world has to stop, and I just don't want to see that.
Exactly.
I would tell them to wait, but if it happens, please be ready for it, because it is not easy.
I remember you told me that, Nene, then 2 weeks later I found out I was pregnant. I said, that damn Nene.
Don't try to blame that on me.
I said, look at her.
Okay. So, Alicia, is there anything that you would like to say to the people that's listening?
I want to say thank y'all for having me. Thank y'all for listening. Even though I was a little nervous or what, I don't know, but just when it comes to talking, it's something different than just standing in front of the camera.
Oh, that used to be me.
I was nervous too when I first got on here, so don't feel that.
Happens to the best of
us. Right. This was fun, though, and I'll be listening more often. I appreciate y'all.
You're welcome.
We appreciate you also.
Oh, you want to tell everybody how they can, like, find you and stuff, like your Instagram, your Facebook, and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. My Instagram is _AliciaSivonne, AliciaSivonne. And then my Facebook name is the same thing. And my email is itsalysiaevison@gmail.com.
All right.
Do you want to tell them about any, like, events or something you're trying to together that you want people to join or anything like that?
Well, we're planning a showcase for probably around June. I'm waiting to hear back from the venue, but I'll definitely be looking for performers and even dancers. And my girl Shani will be having the showcase herself April 12th. If you guys come and add me on Facebook, we'll be posting the location for that as well. There's definitely an event you don't want to miss.
Definitely.
Okay, Nene, you want to tell them how they can find you?
All right, well, y'all can find me on Facebook at Nene Cannon, and on Instagram at Nene Margarina. It's Nene M-A-R. No, I'm all wrong. It's Nene M-A-B-R-I-N-A _. So, yeah, y'all follow me, add me, all that good stuff.
Y'all about to send her get together. Hold on. I think we have time for one caller. One question.
One question.
No, yes, maybe so.
Are you asking me?
No, I'm asking the producer.
Oh, okay.
I forgot I had myself on self-mute. I was like, what the heck? No, I'm sorry. No, my final, I was like, what the heck? I was having a whole conversation over here. I was like, oh, duh. So... My final question for you is, if you had 24 hours left to live, and you could think of every crazy thing you wanted to do within that 24 hours, how would you spend it?
So how would I spend it?
Yeah. Now remember, I said every crazy thing. So you got 24 hours left to live. What would you do within that 24 hours?
Honestly, I would skydive. I would skinny dip. I would probably have a threesome, to be honest. I would definitely, hopefully I could do a fashion show, and I would definitely do a couple of photo shoots, and I would definitely eat my ass off and probably shop for the end of time. Oh,
now, why would you wait till you die? You could always have a threesome now. I understand.
Oh,
I've tried it before, but it wasn't all that, so I gotta try it again.
That's what Aaliyah said best. One of the greatest philosophers ever, Aaliyah. She said, "But first, you don't succeed. Dust yourself off and try again." That's what she said.
He will use that for that situation, like.
Yeah, he was. He had that ring, boy. He pregnant ass in the mirror. He just, somebody bring it up. Somebody bring it up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to have that one of them days. One of these days.
No, I had somebody told me before they were scared. Like it was kind of a mixture of what you said. They said they were skydive naked. I was like, I don't know about all that.
Oh, yeah, I love being naked and doing skydiving.
Yeah, come on, Nene.
Yeah,
you know. That just feels weird. My stuff slinging everywhere. You coming out.
Y'all don't know where I'm about to land at. See, that's you. We don't have nothing swinging over here.
We ain't got nothing swinging very well.
That would drive me nuts. I'm like, what?
No.
And then I can just imagine you landing on top of somebody and then fall on top of their head. Like, what does that mean?
Oh, well. I'm sorry for you. You should have been standing there.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I think what I want to do next is zip line. Like, you know. Dipping
on
down in the woods. Yeah, it's kind of like skydiving, but you're on like a little line and you just riding it all the way down.
I had
a chick. She constantly tried to have sex with me in the DJ booth. That was like crazy. I'm like, man, I got a DJ here. People here.
Oh, guess she didn't.
That's like a movie scene,
right?
Yeah, like she was like, it's high enough. They like you can get away with it. I was like, what the?
Well, it is kind of high enough.
Nah, I didn't because I was. I don't know. I was like, man, I was because then I'm gonna be focused on DJing. Then I'm gonna be messing. I've been trying to scratch. I'm accidentally scratching. I don't need to scratch.
You could have set up a playlist and been all right.
See, but that's the thing. I like DJ on the fly. I don't really like doing playlists as much. But yeah. And now right. I have done this. So I've gotten a lap dance while I was on.
See,
DJ.
that would have been a playlist night.
To play Love in the Club.
Exactly.
But yeah, y'all nasty, man. Don't encourage that kind of behavior. Goodness.
You gotta get it how you live.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
just how you want it.
I just don't understand. People are gonna put me in their fantasies. I'm like, goodness.
Oh no, I don't have one of those.
You want fantasies?
Maybe I need to make one because everybody seems to have one. Dude, I don't know.
Oh yeah, girl, you
I
gotta
have to
get one.
Having sex on the beach.
Yeah, girl. See, I want to do that, but then
I don't want to have sand
in places.
I want to have a girlfriend and a boyfriend for like a weekend.
Me.
I did a hot tub. I did it in the middle of the street. In the middle of the street one time. It was at nighttime. It was like day.
In the middle of the street.
I gotta say that wherever you was must have been. Nobody come through there, huh?
Oh no! It was kind of dead. It was low key dead, but that was the kind of thrill of thinking like a car might come by. So yeah.
Oh yeah, I like that thrill. Yeah. I don't even know what y'all talking about.
Oh, Lord. I'm not going to do this to y'all today. I said I was going to be good. It's not the Wednesday show. Y'all got me acting like it's Wednesday. No.
Wednesday is only a day away.
Yeah, I know.
An hour.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
Lord.
Oh, yeah, I'm showing in there to the Wednesday show, too, because y'all had a whole lot of insight.
Yeah. Like, but see, okay. See, Wednesday for to let the people here on the after hours that have been to Life at the Dusk. Now, on Wednesdays, we do Hump Day. So we call it Hump Day at the Dusk, and that's where, you know, everybody thinks of Hump Day a different way, but we play on words like Hump Day. So yeah, that's when we it's a little more loose. We talk recklessly, more reckless than
usual.
Get
into your sex life.
We get deep into your business.
Yes, you do.
So y'all even keep on there too, or y'all just gone?
That's not like my kind of conversation.
Right.
Oh well, we interview people and we do other talk, like. Because, like, oh, we also do something called Cricket of the Week. And, yes, I was doing this before. There was Donkey of the Day because some people be trying to hate and, like, I was copying. Nah, it's two different things. Like Cricket of the Week, different. That's where I go in on something that's really petty for the week. And then Nay, my co-host, she does Seduction 101. So sometimes about sex, sometimes about love life. Her very first Seduction 101 was, If a dude keep getting on your nerves, this is what you do. You suck him off, keep sucking him off, and right before he's getting ready to come, just stop and walk away. I'm like, don't be teaching people that shit on the show. Like, I was getting mad. Yeah, man, you gotta be told that. Teacher, we're gonna be evil, man. That's wrong.
Yeah, that's
we
depends
already
on what he does, though.
Yeah,
that's actually a good idea.
Yeah. Look at see. This is why I'm about to go yell at her.
Uh-huh, you be like, okay. You wait till tonight.
Yeah.
Wait.
All I gotta say is T and Nay last week. That's all I gotta say. I'm leaving it at that. That's why I don't want to be inside T and Nay.
So according to them,
I'm going
to
leave it at that. They're going to listen to the show. That's on them. I'm going to leave it at T and A.
But check this out. According to them, we all going to meet up in Atlanta and have this, you know, big old party.
Wait, that wasn't where it was. No, at least tell the That was not how it happened. No. Don't be trying to switch it up now. It was Nay, like, her name ain't Nay Seduction for no reason. She was hitting on T heavy. And T was just like, okay. T was just taking it. Yeah, because, see, now you're going to make me call you out this show, on your show now. So, they was like, yeah, they're going to do this, that, or other. Nay was talking about she going to do this. I just said, oh, I want to watch. I didn't say I want to participate.
You
know,
oh,
this.
So see, you was on there
being nasty. I don't know what you're
talking
about.
Yeah, she's trying to put me in a bubble. I just said, watch, not participate.
I don't recall. Oh, yeah, somebody had some popcorn and all that.
Oh, yeah, my homeboy, which I know, like, he's going to be on this Wednesday because, like, we started, like, I'm like an unofficial segment where he comes in. And there's story time with P-Buck because he start telling my business. Because, like, this will be like tomorrow we're supposed to be talking about the crazy weekend we had. Because it was, like, this weekend, like, that could be a good movie script that happened this weekend. Let's put it this way. It involved lost keys, a car not starting, someone losing their phone, someone losing their money, people being too lit. Yeah.
We should start our old TV show in Richmond and then have all these people that signed it, you know, want to sign on and stuff for $100 each. It would be like, $100 each. Boo boo. We could have our own
Wintertime show.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Well,
it could be like,
yes.
You know.
It could be like Mothers of Richmond or something like that, kind of, sort of. But, you know, we got a little, our friends who don't have babies.
Or you could say Richmond, or it could be like Richmond Model, you know, and it could just be about our life and how, you know what I'm saying, like
the
a
struggle.
Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah,
you know, like
struggle.
A Love and Hip Hop kind of thing, but.
The reality show.
Yeah, reality show.
I struggle,
oh,
I come up.
What is that going to be, scripted?
Oh, no.
Them TV shows be crazy, like.
Exactly.
I'm going to tell you something, bitch. Don't even care about my man. It's you, your ratchet ass.
They might not watch all.
And that's every night on Love & Hip Hop.
So, but we gotta make a drama plot though.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we need to talk about that though for real.
Mhm. But mm-hmm. I don't want to sign up.
Well, Andy, look at T doing what I be doing. What I be doing? Going over time.
Oh. No, you went over time. Yes, I mean last week. That was
last week. Oh yeah, cause shoot. Hey, that's what I'll be saying though. If it's too good, I let the conversation go, cause you can sit and still record. Like last week, man, it was good. I was like, man, effing, turn that button. I had it 31 minutes. So I was like, man, it might as well keep going. I was still talking. It was good conversation.
So why you ain't open the line to see if people got good questions? You know, we could still be talking. Somebody got a question.
Now,
out
see,
there.
Because I didn't extend it right before the hour ended, now I was like, now we're still recording. But yeah, people can't like call in now. So yeah, we're screwed.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah. See, I messed that up. I didn't watch the time. I was like, oh, hold on. And that British woman getting your ear, 30 more seconds. Oh, hold on. By the time she was in my ear, I was already done. So I'm going to ask y'all one more question since y'all already over time anyway. My question for each of you is, like, what's the craziest breakup that you ever had?
I really ain't had no crazy breakups. I'm cool with all my exes. Like, my man even got a lot of exes. And it just always been like, we can't be together. You know what I'm saying? We both agree on that. And we just go about our ways.
Let's see.
Man, shout out to you. You cool with all
I can't think of the good
ones. I don't know about that for me.
But I can't think of the best one. I can't think of the best one. Some of you, too. All right, so me and this boy, we broke up or whatever. So I went to his house, you know, because, you know, me, we got history together. It ain't going down like this. So we got back together whatever. And that's when I ain't had no car. You know, back in the high school days, you had to walk to the person's house. And he lived right around the corner. So I walk home.
Mm-hmm.
I get back home. He goes, oh, I don't think we should be together. Excuse me? All the way over there? And you wait till I get home to tell me this? Okay. So I walk right back over there. And I trust him out. Because do what you ain't going to do is wait till I get over home with them to say that. Mm-mm.
And then you had to walk all the way back.
They don't. No, I called my daddy. Thank you. I want to walk him.
Mm-mm-mm.
Alicia?
I was thinking. Oh, I was thinking. Keep going.
I would have to say, my ex-girlfriend, I caught her in the car with another girl, and I chased them, and I tried to run her over.
Whoa.
So, you caught them, you know, in the action of doing, So, what are you doing here?
Yeah, so that just pissed me off because it was like, it was near her house, so that's how I even seen it, because I'm driving past it to go to her house. So it just put another type of rage through me.
Yeah. That's how it would have made me mad, too. Like, I would have been hot.
So why won't y'all join in?
Huh?
I said, why won't y'all join in? I mean, you join in, then you beat them up, you know, after.
Oh, so. You was
What? Wait, what? Join and beat them up after.
Yeah,
because
you're
going to
have to
go out and pick her female, like.
No. Yes, and then you beat both of them up. Like, see, this what happened, and now I took your girl, and now, boom, you're by yourself. Goodbye.
Right.
And then you can just drop that girl off somewhere else. Exactly. Drop her off somewhere else.
I didn't even think about it. But it just made me feel like I shouldn't even mess with another female, though. Bitches is crazy.
Yeah. And you don't need nobody to take me to that level.
Exactly.
Well, I'm trying to think which story I should tell. I got some movie script shit. Like, you can't, like, it sounds like it's a made up shit, but you can't make this up. I don't know. So I think I should tell the milder one. Either way, it's still fucked up. Like, matter of fact, ironically, today, this week is actually a week of year of me not talking to that person anymore. And it was crazy because, like, me leaving not talk to her anymore was, I was out hosting an event, do what I do, you know, host events, and DJ from time to time as well. So I'm out, and I'm with my friends. I'm chilling with them for a little bit, and then as I'm getting ready to head back to the stage, wherever, someone actually bumps into me, and they're like holding someone's hand. It's my damn girlfriend. Bumps into me. And she realized last minute that it was me and said, oh, hey. And kept walking with the nigga she was holding hands with.
Well,
I was like, hold the fuck up.
You just gotta keep going.
And when she realized she jetted out that hole like no tomorrow. Like, she got the hell out that hole. And I called her.
Right.
Yeah, and then she was doing dirt afterwards, and she was like, don't break out of me. How do you just fuck that lame-ass nigga? Hell no. Nah. I'm like...
Some dudes do that too, though.
You gonna do your dirt, at least do your dirt, but at my event? Really?
Oh, yeah, she was
right.
Oh, you got to fucking go.
I don't know what she was thinking.
Maybe
she was not the smartest
crown
in the box.
You don't even supposed to come out the house if you're doing that.
I'm singing your house. She was not the smartest friend in the box. We all know.
No, not at all. And that's crazy because some mutual person, me and her know, tried to invite me to a event like a couple of weeks from now. But that's why I probably took a Facebook status I had up a little bit. I took it off because I was in my feelings. Yeah, she had, she was like trying to get us to go. Like, she was like, yeah, I'm hosting an event. Blah, blah, blah. It's at my favorite reggae spot to go to. That's what pissed me off even more. And she was out of the attendant list, and I saw her in the attendant list. I was fucking mad. I was like, nah. I said, I'm not going to that. Cause I ain't seen her in a year. You had to hear from none of that. I don't want to. I'm going to get re-mad, and I'm going to cut. Somebody's getting cut the fuck out. So I'm not going to. It's the best key not to go.
I would have just put a bad bitch beside me and been like, yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, that's what I thought about too. But then I came back and said, I'm going to breed the baddest chick ever and make sure, you know, I shut that down, which, yeah, that's I can make that happen. But I don't want the drama. I don't want the negative. I just don't want that negative energy that comes from, I just don't want it, like. You got
hey,
to pull that nigga in and
right.
You leave. Yeah, it's not worth it.
All right, so my question is, would you slap the last person you dated for $1 million?
Hell yeah. What? Smack this shit out. All
girl. The last one.
I would knock some
extensions. But see, I'm a guy. That's hard. If I slap him, then all of a sudden people are going to put me in the Chris Brown category.
Well, you got $1 million. Why should you care?
I am $1 million richer, but
right.
I'm still going to be all of a sudden. But now I'm getting hated on. And that's the energy I'm scared to have on me. Like,
they can hate on you from the Bahamas. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you're right.
You're
right.
Exactly.
From $1 million, I can invest in slapping on them. Yeah. You're right. Mm-hmm. I feel you on that.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I would slap him for a. I would knock him across the room.
Yeah,
say, get back over here.
Slap for $1 million, though, for real.
Oh, no, nah, I don't think anybody, because I wouldn't slap my mom, but she probably smacked me.
Yeah, she was mad.
Snap her ass, too, and break her off some bread.
Oh,
me
no.
And her both be at the Bahamas, like.
Oh, no.
But tell you, like I said, that story I gave y'all was the milder one. Had a worse one than that. But
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell it. We'll save that for another story now.
Well, you must got some crazy breakups then.
Right.
Just two, because one was going to change my life, change the rest of my life.
Oh, she told you that, or you saw from her action?
Well, I mean, I'll make the story short. Basically, dated a chick. She's pregnant. She eventually got pregnant.
Oh.
Okay. She had me believing that the child was mine. I had to.
Oh.
I actually believed it. I said, but I tax refund on the child. I was told I went and got a DNA test.
Pause the story. Did you get your money back?
No, I didn't. It wasn't even worth money back. You know how I looked at this? In the day, that's worth that little money right there is nothing compared to if I would have been stuck with dealing with that lie for the rest of my life.
Well,
you had that little
money.
But
I still would have won.
Obviously, you need it. I don't want to have to, like, it was crazy. So, yeah. And then I had to go through a bunch of shit to get my name with the state to prove I wasn't. And it was ridiculous. Like, it was just ridiculous. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm gonna see.
It was crazy like that. Around that time was when I did my first radio show. Right around that time, and I said, when I found that out, I told my, which is why I go so hard about it. I told myself I would never, like, God gave me a second chance. I'm not fucking none of this shit up. I am gonna go as hard as possible with it. So.
Boy, you
that's why you see my drive
helmet.
With it.
You better start wearing a helmet.
Shit, who you telling? I'm the spokesperson for Trojan. Man.
Oh, well.
Well, y'all,
so, yeah.
I'm up to call it a night.
Yeah, right. It is that time anyway.
Yeah, it was
time
to go.
We have been about 24 minutes over the time. Yeah.
Right. But yeah, if I'm calling in for the fluid tank tomorrow, is it the same number or?
Yeah, it's same number tomorrow. Same number every show. 347-202-0389. So yeah, we're gonna see. I will see people on their best behavior tomorrow. So we'll see.
You better. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm gonna make sure y'all not on y'all best behavior.
Hey, that be Nate mainly. I be trying to be Nate. Always be the one that started. It's easy, Nate, to start the stuff.
She be acting all innocent.
Right,
I'm like,
so,
what?
I am innocent. Well, anyway, y'all. I'm well.
All right, y'all.
All right.
Same time, same place, every Tuesday.
Peace.